And to the rest of you non-believers and underachievers, the tweet and delivers, you guys making me sick to my stomach, fam.
Yes! Oh, man.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Cigar Guys podcast, which is also a documentary YouTube. But we definitely do not condone the use of smoking any tobacco products, using any tobacco products. Definitely don't go to these websites such as basiscigar.com, 11inchcigars.com, those sorts of things. Anyway, roll the intro. All right, and we're back. Paranormal activities. Wait, that's not the right word. But Zach is basically a pyromaniac. Okay, anyway.
Wow, that smells really bad.
Sorry. Okay, so Zach just lit the entire ash on fire.
Anyway, welcome back to the Cigar Guys podcast.
Can you stop?
Damn.
Oh, do it again. I'm not a cigar in there. It doesn't last. I'm just kidding.
It doesn't last very long, does it?
You got this. Oh, my God.
Zach's wasting all your gas.
I bought this.
Oh. Oh, what the
fuck? Why'd it float over here?
Wow, that.
Anyway, welcome to the New Year's special of the Cigar Guys podcast.
Oh, okay. It looked like something was burning on your head, but it was just a glare.
Damn.
If you look at Zach's head, it looks like smoke's coming out of it. Okay.
We don't got fireworks here, so this is what we're gonna do.
Episode 51, the New Year's special, 2024, big year. Donald Trump's gonna be reelected. Can I say that?
We might get.
I just said it. Documentary. It's a documentary about the election.
This is actually very interesting for me. I'm very curious of what's gonna happen.
This is a documentary on how to light fires. Pay attention, guys.
So we got our cigar candle going over here.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I'm Alex. This is Mark. That's Jared. That's Zach.
And I have a frozen finger.
And we are back. It's actually been, you don't know this, but it's been a while since we've been here. It's been like almost 3 weeks. Because someone had to leave and go to some third world country called France.
Big news. I'm engaged. Sorry, ladies.
Big news. I'm also engaged.
Not to each other.
Whoa. That timing is a little...
Clearly, right now, all right? That's not to each other.
That's pretty coincidental. That
Alex said yes. He's a female.
Yes, I guess. Okay. Anyway, all right. So we're going to smoke a gift that was given to us by yours truly, Jared Burrows.
That's me.
Thank you very much for these Padron 1964 Maduros. Don't ask me what I'm smoking. That's what I'm smoking. We also have something that was just showed up at my door. I don't know how it got here, but it's Havana Club Especial Añejo, aged in two barrels or something, double aged in oak barrels. That's what we're going to be drinking. And I need that lighter. Or you can use it first.
I'm all actually right. Not smoking the Padron. I am smoking the Knuckle Sandwich. Who's this by? Is it by LVD?
Louis Vuitton? Las Vegas bartender? I thought that was...
Oh, Espinosa.
Yeah.
Says it right on the side.
Did that work? Zach is low-key a beast right now. So the purest way to light a cigar is actually to use...
Another cigar.
A lit cigar to light your cigar. That's the purest form of lighting a cigar. None of this butane crap.
Isn't that filled with butane?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
But the Bertain's The Bertain has burnt off, so there's no more. It's just lit tobacco.
This knuckle sandwich is a little spicy.
This Padron is excellent. And actually, it's not spicy.
Smooth. No, I'm not saying it's bad. It's still good.
I didn't say it was bad.
What are you complaining about?
I also got this as a gift.
Okay.
So. Nice. A lot of free cigars recently. We happen to get a lot of free cigars during the holiday season.
If you don't mind, I'm going to have some Macallan 12.
That's offensive.
Wow. Republica de Cuba.
Someone sent us from my illegal own bottle. Someone sent us illegal goods and you're just not going to drink it?
It's tequila.
That's rum.
It's rum.
Still not Macallan 12.
All right. Well, anyway. This is our New Year's special. 2024.
I'll have some in a little bit. I promise.
Okay.
That's smooth.
Thank you.
Very good. Whew. The only rum I'll drink is the illegal rum. Not to be confused with illegal tequila. Okay, anyway, so we're here to talk about, first of all, like a little recap of this year. Great year, in my opinion, for the Cigar Guys.
A lot of great guests.
Yeah. Outside of the Cigar Guys, it's been a bad year, but, you know, the Cigar Guys had a great year.
This is the longest, fastest year of my life.
Facts. So, I think it's crazy it's already been a year since we started this.
Almost. I mean, we got 51 episodes.
So, 52. Number 53 is going to be our anniversary.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with me and Mark's anniversary.
Yeah, pause.
Zach is just here to have fun.
That's what we're all here to do.
I'm here to win.
I feel like Zach lost a few brain cells since we first started. And that's what smoking does to you guys.
A few. A few. It was a couple. Two. I counted them.
Yeah, so we've had a long road here. I mean, if you look at our first episode, and you look at...
This one.
The vibes are just completely different.
I know. The first one was way better.
One camera.
Yeah, we're just guys being dudes, you know. Now we're like...
I think our first one was our worst one.
We got headphones.
We had
microphones.
We had microphones.
Different stands.
That is true.
Yeah,
that
these microphone stands are way nicer.
That's what it's all about. It's about always improving.
Evolution.
Always excelling.
Growth.
Charles Darwin.
Growing up.
Tell him to bring out the whole podcast.
All right, so let's reflect. We're each going to name our favorite episode.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, who's going first?
I'm going last.
Oh, my God.
All right, Alex.
Oh, man. I think, honestly, the most fun one to be a part of was the Agonorsa Leaf episode.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah. That's why you went last, right? Yeah, you just want to say that.
Should have went first.
Zach?
You know, it's so hard to choose. We had so many great episodes that, like, it's so hard to choose. But I would have to say, if you made me pick, I can't even pick one, but there's a couple. You know,
okay.
Anyone that Alex wasn't in.
I think there's only one.
Yeah, well, it might be two. You know, it could be a couple.
What do you mean? What did you do when I was gone?
You know, I don't know. Jared and I were here, you know, making podcasts and stuff.
We just can't figure out how to edit it. That's why we kind of paused. Where's the intro?
You're so lost without me. It's unbelievable.
Did you guys really do that?
No. We thought about it, though. We did talk about it.
I was hoping you guys would. I thought about it like halfway through a trip. I was like, I swear to God, they better be like making a podcast. And just Jared's like, hey, Alex, can you like edit this video for us?
We did think about it. I'd say my favorite video is a Hoot & Young video.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, because free whiskey, right?
Free whiskey.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was good.
Jay, what about you?
At first, I was going to say episode 5, you know, part 1, part 2, the conspiracy theories. That was really fun.
That was fun.
Super long. It was like 2 hours. We had to break it into two, you know, videos, essentially.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think Agnor Sleep is probably the most educational documentary we filmed yet so far, thus far.
Oh, really? I think he's up there with Casa 1910.
That was also...
Well, I wasn't there on that one, but La Aurora was really good, too. And we see him pretty much frequently.
That's our number one podcast on Spotify.
Perfect.
La Aurora.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He's ahead by a lot. I told him that, too. Wow. And he said he was surprised by that. And I said, yeah, me too. So, no, but it was a good episode.
But also, I think, the Halloween one that got taken down by YouTube was really fun, too. It only lasted, 10 days.
That was live.
Oh, well, yeah, but still fun. But
actually, we could just... Yep. Well, it's kind of late. I was going to say we could upload it.
Don't say it here.
No, I was just going to say we could upload it on Spotify, but let's upload it next year on the 30th as a throwback. And then, and then the 31st we'll do a new one. Yeah. But anyway, what about you, Mark?
Oh, I was going to say the Agnor Sleep one.
Too bad. But, say another one.
Since you already said that one. Yeah, man, this is a tough. We have a lot of good episodes, preferably the ones without Zach.
That's a lot of them, actually.
Majority of them, yeah.
That is a lot of them.
No, I don't know. I think, honestly, I think the conspiracies were the most fun.
Too many mics,
We could just do it before next time. But someone said they want to see more of those.
Yeah, they were fun for sure. Yeah, we should do one more. We should do one every year, make it a conspiracy special.
We should. We could, so we could do that in February then, or your birthday. Because that's when we did it.
Oh, yeah, that works out. Yeah. Too bad we won't have the whole old crew back, but...
Yeah.
We gotta find some more conspiracy nuts.
We can get most of them back, but... we can always do a welfare check on one person that disappeared.
Is it related?
Let's just show up.
Yeah, let's just show up.
Yeah,
with pizza.
Do you think his disappearance is related?
Cigars.
Oh, to that podcast episode? Quite possible.
Did he say birds weren't real? What did someone else say that?
No, Mark said that.
I think he agreed, though. He was talking about the zoo. Was that you or was that him that was talking about the zoo?
Zoo.
Do you remember we briefly talked about, the animals not being real or something like that?
Oh.
I don't think that was the same episode, but...
I think that was probably him. That sounds like a him thing.
Was Harambe real?
Yeah. He's real in my heart.
Yo, you know they still have, specimen from Harambe so they could keep his genes going. Do you know that?
For real?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So we can clone him and bring him back?
He can live on.
The better name is Son Harambe.
Did you know that they make human hamster hybrids to test stuff on?
I did not know that. That seems extremely unethical.
It's true. Yeah. It's called a humpster.
Is that a joke?
No. You can Google humpster.
I thought you just delivered that joke extremely well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A humpster?
Humpster.
Yeah, humpster.
Like human hamster?
No, it's humpster.
Yeah, that's
hamster.
What I said.
Okay, humpster.
Humster.
Oh. No shit. What else would it be?
There's no puh.
Why would there not be a puh?
You did say humpster the first time.
Hamster?
Yeah. Why would there not be a P?
Because
we laughed at it?
Probably. Humpster? That seems like... That seems against my religion.
This cigar is way better than I remember. That's why you gotta take a break from Padron's, Jared, so you can enjoy them more.
I'm enjoying it right now.
I mean, yeah. It's really good.
I had a Padron 3 days in a row. I haven't smoked one in a while, and I love them. And I use my points to get the Family Reserve. So I smoked the Family Reserve. And
that's the bag that that's the one I found in the locker?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I grabbed the 50-year. I grabbed the short one.
That was good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
I smoked it. I was like, God damn, this
what
good.
What are you going to use your points on, Zach?
I got a lot of money on my points.
He could afford one of the sticks in Jared's box.
Let's see, for $50. Honestly, I think I'm just gonna go for one pricey cigar. I feel like for $50, getting two, three like okay price cigars, I'd rather just go all out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I got two family reserves.
So get an Atabey, Byron, Unicorn.
Oh, get the
I wish the Spectre was still like $89 cuz then I would have just bought that.
How much is it?
It's like 120 or something.
Oh, fuck that. You get the Davidoff Year of the Dragon.
That's what I was thinking about doing.
And then just spend an extra 30.
You heard they're getting sued?
Yeah, by Gurkha.
Yeah.
Big cigar news. Cigar controversy, if you will.
Yeah, Gurkha is filing a lawsuit, I guess, because they apparently own the rights to anything that has to do with dragons and cigars.
But you know what? It's funny because I tried to look up like dragon cigars after that, and I couldn't find any besides Gurkha.
What? So no one else made a Year of the Dragon?
No one else made like a dragon-themed cigar besides Gurkha.
I'm just confused why this is not covered on Cigars News Network, you know?
We're covering it right now.
I like to intertwine shows here. I want to make sure they're separate, clear, educational formats.
Live on Cigars News Network, we have Gurkha suing Davidoff. Who will win? Who will lose? Tune in tonight to find out.
I wonder what's going to happen because, like, Davidoff has, like, this, like, consistent history of making, you know, Year of the Whatever cigars.
Well, not only that, like, I said this before, like, does it count if it's, like, based on a Chinese New Year? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because it's not a dragon, it's a zodiac.
Right. So, like, I get where they're coming from, like, Gurkha, but at the same time, it's, like, you're doing it based on a Chinese New Year, and you can't have like a copyright to that, I feel like.
You probably could.
I'm sure you, yeah, but I'm saying it shouldn't be like.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder who's going to win that. I feel like they'll probably come up with a settlement. Undisclosed amount.
Until I met you guys, I didn't even know what Gurkha was. So this is like news on top of news for me. So.
Yeah. I was in the cigar lounge the other day, and these two guys were talking about how Gurkha is like their favorite brand, their favorite cigar. And they don't smoke anything else.
Exactly.
I'm like, have you not?
They started with Gurkha, and they finished with Gurkha.
I'm like, have you not tried anything else, or are you only smoking Gurkha?
That's how I was, but with Padrones, and you guys saved my life.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Padrones, yeah.
Which means Gurkha is
trash.
Yeah.
There's only one guy I know that doesn't like Padrones.
Why do you know this person?
He's our boy. Doesn't Cigar Prop not like Padrones?
Did he say that?
I thought he said that.
I don't remember that at all, but I'm pretty sure that was a joke. I'm pretty sure that's a joke.
Oh, maybe.
He probably said that, or like, they're not as, like, it's overhyped, maybe.
I don't remember. I thought he said that when we were on his live. I could be wrong. It could have been a joke. Shout out to Cigar Prop.
Don't worry. We'll go back and watch the 2-hour and 30-minute video to find that one little line.
That was fun, too, actually.
That was fun.
So that was my favorite episode that.
On someone else's.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. Time flew by. I didn't even realize it was 2 hours.
That was a good one. Yeah. The Cigar Prop. The Cigar Guys. Go look it up. Fun and informative. We were also on JR Cigars podcast, The Blending Room.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
That was fun.
Shout out to them. Super cool people also.
Yeah. They do good stuff.
Very welcoming. They bought us lunch.
Yeah. I mean, if you buy us lunch, like...
Hey, man, that's all you need to buy me. Win me over.
And it was pizza.
Oh, yeah, it was actually good pizza, too.
Yeah, can't go wrong with pizza.
Yeah.
Well, they were willing to buy us anything on the menu, too. We're just like, oh, we're good with pizza, yeah.
We're too nice.
That's true. That is true.
Also, I feel like, you know, that was before we did the podcast. Or was that after?
That was after.
Oh, yeah. But we still had content to make, so I feel like, chicken marsala, got a little tired, you know?
So you were like... hungry and starving on the podcast before? So you
didn't
eat?
No,
we had bagels.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jerry was so worried.
You could hear my heart pounding through the mic.
So have you gotten more or less worried this year in general?
About what?
In general.
No, I'm never worried. It's all a show.
I was just say,
it's all an act.
2023 achievement, Jared is less worried.
He gets worried a lot.
Live on Cigar News Network. God. Jared lies about being worried? Find out tonight.
No, he never lies.
I never give up either.
How'd you figure that one out?
What else did we do? Our TikTok grew exponentially at some point this year.
It did. It did. It was an exponential growth. Then it hit an asymptote.
We had a couple haters. And to those haters, I would say to the rest of you haters, the non-believers, the underachievers, the tweet and the leaders.
Dude.
You guys make me sick to my stomach, fam. Look at me in the eyes. You gonna do something? That's what I thought.
That was incredible.
Oh my god!
That's really fantastic. We've gotten bigger to the point where people have started recognizing at least a few of us in public.
That's true.
And asking about the show, you know.
Yeah, I met that guy in Corona. I gave him a free Besa. Shout out to him.
All you gotta do is find us. You find us. We got Besas on deck.
We met up with a few fans throughout the year. Yeah.
We announced an event, and the guy was like, "I'll be there," and I was like, "He's a real one."
Yeah, we met up with Ethan.
Shout out to Ethan.
Yeah.
The day one.
Day one fan. That's an OG. Yeah, that was this year.
Okay, yeah.
It's an OG right there.
That's a man right there. Shit, what else did we do?
I mean, we filmed 51 episodes.
Comment what else we did down below.
Winner gets one of these Padrones.
We did a lot. We did some good cigar events, some bad cigar events.
That we did.
Mostly good.
Mostly good.
There was never a bad cigar event.
No, there was a couple.
And you're lucky you weren't there.
Yeah, you would have really.
There's no bad cigar events for me.
He would have had a heart attack. There you go. Sure.
He would have been actually freaking out. Because I was freaking out. We had a great cigar event at Cigars on the Ave.
We did.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Fantastic one.
Zach saved us.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was okay before I showed up, you know what I mean?
That's true. That is true, actually.
Few factors.
Yeah, it went so good when I was there. After a fact, I treated myself to some Ava, you know, so I was like, I'd say no, it went good, because that place ain't cheap.
So we broke even?
Yeah, I put it on the company card. I was still wearing my shirt, so.
Well, I'm glad you got a free meal.
Yeah.
And what did we get?
Is it Ava or Ava?
I don't know, Ava. Ava.
I say Ava.
Because no one else does that.
But I also say pecan, not pecan, so.
Just like Bovita
now or Bovita. Is it Cava or is it Cava?
Definitely Cava.
I think it's Cava.
So it's Cava, but then it's Ava? See, that
doesn't make sense. Yeah, because
there's no C. I see. Said the blind man to the deaf mute.
What?
Bro, he says this randomly, and he'll just start saying it for like a month and be like, I always say this.
I do.
And I'll be like, he says whatever the fuck you just said.
I see, says the blind man
to the deaf mute.
I feel like he says it often enough.
I see, no, see Alex, I say it all the time.
He stops saying it. Not all the time.
I have never heard you say that, but I think we all need our own little catchphrase, and that's yours.
See?
There you go.
We finally got one catchphrase. I feel like I had one at one point, but I forgot it. So it's not going to count. I guarantee you've never said it on a podcast.
So is it like one of those things? Go rewatch them. Go check.
I don't think you've definitely never said it on a podcast.
What's up? Why are you attacking me right
Let's
now?
Let's go back.
That's not your thing, bro. You don't say that. That is my thing, bro.
That's like. Well, people know me.
He just came into work one day. And
comment in the description below, dude.
Comment
in the comments.
Comment down below. Please tell them that's always been my thing. Right?
He came into work one day, and he just started saying it like 30 times in a row until somebody said something.
It's not even what happened.
I came home.
I was puzzled. Imagine this, right? Imagine this. Put this in your head. I walk inside, right? I'm puzzled. I'm having a weird day, right? And I'm like questioning stuff. And then Mark says something. Doesn't even matter. Let's just say it was like, the sky's blue. Then everything clicked together. Yeah. See, Jared understands. So everything clicked together, right? And then I'm like, oh, I see. You know, who says I see? The blind man. And who's the blind man say it to? The deaf mute.
What?
That doesn't even make sense. They don't even... So he comes into work one day and he just says it like 30 times until somebody says something. Like, what? Why do you keep on saying that? He's like, I say this all the time. Oh, it's my thing. I always say this. Like, bro, no, you don't.
So, in all fairness, you just said he never says it, but he said it at work, which means he's been saying it for a long time.
Exactly.
I'm so confused.
Exactly.
Now.
But like, he was saying that Mark, it was, bro, like once every like 6 months.
Mark, you're not a good liar.
And Jared never lies.
I'm so confused, but I did break it down. So, there's a timeline here.
Think about it. There's a timeline.
You said he said it at work.
At some point before today.
But think about it though. Like, I see, right? If a blind man says, I see, wow. That's a miracle, right? You know, he could see.
But he's still blind.
But then if he says it to the deaf guy, you know,
he won't know what he's saying.
Mute. But then he hears it. He understands.
He doesn't hear it.
You know, he's like, mute. I see it.
No, he's deaf.
And then.
Deaf mute.
Yeah, he can't talk to you either.
I know that.
But he says, oh, I can't hear it. He's muted. I'm just saying, you know, he sees
so
it.
So if a blind man says, I see.
It's about.
If a blind man says, I see to a deaf guy, does he see? Like if a tree falls in the woods, you hear it.
Yes. Come on. Keep up. Jared, you're keeping up, right?
Yeah.
Jared's got it.
I'm looking at this timeline over here.
He's trying to piece the puzzles together.
Speaking of timeline, what if new season just dropped? Ass.
What?
Marvel's What If?
I never watched the first season.
Yeah, me neither. I just watched Loki.
Loki's great. Speaking of timeline, Loki season 2 dropped a couple months ago.
Wild.
Fire. I think we talked about that, but yeah.
We did.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, missed it. They all die.
Which cable news channel is this on?
Disney Plus.
Who still has cable? Besides, like, old people.
I have it because it's included.
Oh, in your HOA?
Yeah. Oh, the only good thing the HOA has ever done for me. Actually,
my HOA,
I use it, so.
My HOA is more expensive than yours. It doesn't come with it.
True. You should talk to your landlord about including it.
Facts. Yeah, then I grow up like $200 a month.
I see. Yo, we got hurricane upstairs?
I don't know, bro. It's Florida.
So say the saying one more time.
No, please don't.
I only say it when
I
like
hear,
something,
says the mute man.
Something.
I hear, says the mute man.
You only say it when something really like comes together, really clicks for you.
30 times in the last 5 minutes.
You know. No, I mean, I got into an argument. I'm telling Mark about the story. You know, he was there for. You, about the you story. Know what I mean? Like.
So, anyway.
Brothers, man.
This is some good rum.
It's fantastic.
I didn't get any, so I'll try some now.
Probably one of the better rums I've had. I'm not a big rum guy either.
I'm not a rum guy either.
I feel like this would be good in old fashioned.
Rum old fashioned. Good idea.
Yeah.
Rum old fashioned, but no simple syrup.
Mmm.
I was going to think of that. Yeah.
They had a chocolate old fashioned.
Was it good?
Dude, it was so good.
Shit.
Wait, what? When did you have that?
They grew them out for free. I texted you guys.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a picture. I thought you were kidding.
No, it was free. It was good. It came with chocolate.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
I never lie.
Very good.
We just caught him in a lie.
And you never give up, right?
I never give up.
Are we going to give you up?
Zach got a new job. Voiceovers for podcasts.
He sells them on CapCut, actually.
Today on How It's Made, the Cigar Guys podcast, featured by Alexander Gonzalez smoking a cigar that was gifted to him by the only Jared Burroughs with an S.
Esteemed author and coder.
And including the town.
You're sick, man. Anyways. this guy's fired.
Agonizer? Is that a word?
Agonizer?
No, yeah, what's
do
a word?
Do you agonize
like?
People?
No. What's a word like?
What?
Antagonizer?
Antagonize, yeah. Featuring the town antagonizer, Mark Nicolai.
Why am I an antagonizer?
Because you told a completely true story and antagonized me.
Whatever, man. I'm just here to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
So help you God?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. So, 2024.
Yep. What are we thinking?
Thinking we have lighters that actually work.
I got a lighter right here.
Oh, what happened to that gold lighter? The tabletop
the cube?
One?
The cube?
The cube.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
I was thinking about this earlier today.
All I'm saying is this.
That was my lighter.
I feel like more we come here, our and lighter. We come here a lot, things are missing.
Yeah, we start losing stuff. And losing I don't know how. Stuff. They're supposed to stay on the table.
I don't know how, because they're supposed to stay on the table.
There's a thief among us.
They're supposed to stay on the table.
Do you have my knife?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I cannot find it.
Jared, do you have your knife?
Absolutely.
Thank God.
I thought maybe I left it here or something.
So the night we had that, you know, that McCown event or whatever, I bring my knife and he says, I don't know where mine is.
New goal for 2024, clean this stuff up and find the lighters / Mark's knife, which is his fault because he always leaves it.
I thought I left it in the truck and I can't find it in the truck. I think my Uncle Tosh took it. Might have been in my car. He's probably like, oh, this is cool. Let me take this.
Oh, what if it got taken from your car?
Why don't you call him alive right now?
I see.
I couldn't find it before that. Oh, my car got broken into recently.
Where'd you park it? Breaking into. It was, you left it unlocked.
I left it unlocked.
It's not a break-in if it's unlocked.
And I had like a $600 jacket and a $500 jacket. That
who did this to you?
I don't know.
Where you at? Where was this at?
The mall.
Which mall?
Altamont.
Well, what time? You gotta tell me. I need the details.
Yeah, we need to find out who this person is.
How are you gonna find out who this person is?
Don't worry about that.
What if they go to the mall on a regular basis?
I mean, they were looking. I have this ripped up $20 bill in my center console that they didn't even touch, and they looked at it.
That's a good test. But they took everything else.
They didn't take anything.
See, so how do you know you got broken into? They didn't take anything.
Because all my stuff was everywhere.
What if it was just me? I went what in the car and I threw everything driving. Around.
Reckless driving. I wasn't in the car.
Maybe you didn't notice it.
Was no,
it
no, no.
So you park and you go, yeah, all my stuff's good, and then leave.
No, my glove box was open. Everything was out of my glove box. My center console was open. Everything was out of my center console.
Can I tell you something?
They didn't take my $20 Mexican peso.
Can I tell you something?
That's why. You didn't tell us that detail.
Wait, who else has keys to your car?
My keys were in my car. I'm not going to steal my car.
Worst thief ever, bro.
For real,
he could have had Grand Theft Auto on his record.
Could have taken my car. Could have taken my nice jackets.
Yeah, Mark. Like, yeah, Mark. That was me.
I believe it.
He could have taken the car and worried about what was what later.
If he didn't take my jackets, he would have definitely not known what that knife was.
Probably didn't know how to turn on your car.
He probably took the knife for the next carjacking.
He was looking for your keys. That's what he was doing.
I'm just glad I didn't take my Brooks Brothers corduroy jacket.
I know. Then you would have had to, you know, save some money and buy a Ralph Lauren one.
But I was thinking, I was like,
better quality.
To be honest, though, like, if you're bringing in a car, you probably don't know what Brooks Brothers is.
Yeah.
So what were you doing at the mall?
Christmas shopping.
I'm sorry. Who dresses our presidents?
Ralph Lauren.
Brooks Brothers.
No.
They dressed Joe Biden, so I officially stopped wearing Ralph Lauren.
Did they dress Joe Biden?
Yeah, we talked about this. It was the first time that Brooks Brothers didn't dress a president.
Shout out to Brooks Brothers. Even more respect.
So I completely switched.
Was this on a podcast or?
No, this is in real life.
So it's our podcast.
Sure.
Okay.
That's weird though, because Brooks Brothers, that's an American brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. An American brand dressing an American president?
No, it's weird that they didn't because
Ralph Lauren's an American company too.
Are they?
Yeah, the owner of Ralph Lauren used to work for Brooks Brothers, and he started his own brand.
Damn. And he got bigger.
Exactly.
Interesting.
I see.
So you came back with a bunch of presents.
I don't think he was American, though.
You came back to your car, and your car was disheveled, we would say.
Yeah.
Is that the correct word?
That's the correct word, yeah.
And nothing was taken.
I feel like I'm in court.
So it's weird because you left your keys, lost your knife.
No, I lost my.
But you brought your. You remember to bring your wallet this time.
But my wallet was in my pocket. Out of my presence. All
right.
What are you confused about?
I need a Venn diagram for all this.
He only leaves his wallet when he doesn't want to buy something.
Yeah, like I left my wallet today just in case. We went out to Corona. You guys are buying drinks. I'm like, oh man, I forgot my wallet.
Every time.
The Mark go-to thing is every time at Corona, he does the fake bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom. He comes, all right, baby. See you guys. See you, man. What's up, man? Bye. Boom. Then I have to text him real fast and be like, hey, you left your keys, your wallet. You took your wallet, you left your card. You know, like
I always forget my keys. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't fake it. I actually go to the bathroom. You good?
I ashed all over myself.
It wasn't even that bad.
No, it was on my pants. It was. I wiped half of it off.
So anyway, what are we talking about?
Oh, this year.
And next year.
Goals for this upcoming year.
We need those little iPhone things and attach them to like your keys, your wallet, and everything. That way you can't lose anything.
All right, we can just move on from that subject.
I'm trying to help, but I don't think it's helping. I'm trying to help.
Never give up.
You can't help someone that doesn't want help.
Look, all right, we can just move on from this topic. Goals for
this year. Goals
for this year.
Goals for this year.
Which year?
By the end, 2023, the end of 2023. Get Base a Cigar into all 50 states.
The end of 2023? You got hours.
We could do it.
Okay, so let's do that. 2024, what are you going to do?
Retract them all from all 50 and then get them back in because I like a challenge.
All right, I'm thinking like 10,000 subs on YouTube, 100,000 monthly listeners,
50,000 subs on TikTok.
No, we're there. We're almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there.
That's possible.
We need 15,000.
You have to fight the shadow ban.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I say 100,000 on TikTok.
And Spotify, it's a rolling thing. So we need 1,000 for every 60 days minimum.
Yeah.
I think 10,000 on YouTube is possible. We're
almost at 2,000.
Yeah, we're getting like minimum 10 a day, 10 to 20 a day.
Yeah, our shorts are really helping out.
Yeah. I think once you get verified on OnlyFans, I think that is when we'll really blow up.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, highlight of 2023, Mark is the number one YouTube short on our channel.
I knew that was coming.
104,000 views or something like that for improperly smoking a leaf by Oscar.
I was correctly smoking the leaf.
All right. For Besa, 2024 plans.
30 stores.
I want...
light work.
Yeah, that's light work. I think we can do it easy. I want 8 more cigars.
For 1102.
Yeah, for 1102.
Okay.
I want 8 more cigars, and I want at least 20 states.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a good goal.
It's a good goal.
Good goal. Good goal.
And I said we refuse to sell to California.
So 49 states.
Hmm. I want my tobacco plans come to fruition, which means I need to take a trip. And find some farmers.
We need to take a trip.
Tech has no idea what we're talking about.
Come in.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, Mark's starting a tobacco farm.
That'd be cool.
I do not know what you're talking about, though.
I'll tell you after
sure
the podcast.
He does.
You never know what I'm talking about.
What else? What else? What else? So those are our social goals / cigar goals.
I would talk about it, but I don't want the non-believers, the underachievers, the tweet and the leaders to copy my plans.
Yeah, it can't be happening and all that.
Yeah, yeah, we can't talk about the big thing. You know, the really big thing.
Jared, goals, aspirations?
I would say this year is pretty fun. You know, we secured the cigar guys on like all the major platforms now.
Actually, yeah, that's
Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, big step.
Oh, sorry, Instagram. I mean, to multiple stuff now.
And Twitter. Yeah, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, we got it all now.
Basically, YouTube. The cigar guys was taken on a bunch of different social media networks. We successfully colonized it and made it our own.
We're about to have our own Thanksgiving.
We should. That was a big day.
Yeah. So we haven't celebrated that officially, so we need to officially celebrate it now.
I mean, we got like a yes and a good luck, and then that luck paid out. It wasn't even luck, it was skill.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the luck to kick in.
You know, we actually never celebrated 1,000 subs on YouTube, and we're almost at 2,000.
True.
I thought we did.
It's like two more days of just having fun.
I thought we did, and it just like we kind of forgot to like mention it.
I don't.
We could celebrate it again. We could celebrate 2000.
No, we could celebrate 2000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We still need to smoke the Woody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Live. I think I have to order online because they don't have it locally.
They don't have it at Corona?
I already asked Matt the other day.
They'll get it again.
Okay.
I think they always sell out during Christmas time.
I'll tell them to hold my Woody when it comes in.
It's like a funny gag gift, you know?
Not for me. We're going to record this thing.
It'll probably only be Jared, and we're going to have him record at the Cigar Lounge all day.
We're going to be smoking and driving the Woody.
Driving the Woody?
Sorry.
We got to plan a day, though. Yeah, we got to plan a day. Like, I mean, we'll start off the Woody on a golf course. We'll be us playing golf.
Yeah.
Right? And then after that, get some lunch at, like, a, you know.
Some outside restaurant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
After that.
We'll go to Park Ave. Right?
All
right.
Whose car are we taking? We're not smoking my car.
We take the truck.
Oh, true. Okay.
I was going to say, too, what we should do in this day is go to, like, a few cigar lounges, whether we're in there or not. It's a flex. Like, this guy's smoking the Woody. He means business.
Yeah, but hear me out. If you break up the scenes, people don't think it's, like, different days.
No, I need people
to know that I smoked the whole thing in one sitting.
This will be a live
stream. So you're recording the entire time?
Entire time.
I mean, we could, as long as you don't lose service.
This is going to be... Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. We just live stream the whole thing.
I mean, even if we put just clips, like, we're going to be wearing the same clothes we did golfing.
Create a live event at Corona. And put on thescarevents.com and then just have people come to Corona and watch me smoke it.
You ever seen that thing? It was like this guy was putting up fire. He's like, oh, come watch me eat a whole rotisserie chicken.
People came, though.
10,000 people showed up.
That's insane. Dude, one time during class, this guy turned on his Zoom camera. This is like during COVID. This guy turned on his Zoom camera and just started making a whole ass sandwich. like just the professor's talking. And then you just look at his bubble, and he's like, I mean, he was roasting chicken. He was, like, slicing stuff. It took him, like, 30 minutes to make this sandwich.
Did the professor say anything?
No. I don't know if he didn't notice or, like, he just didn't even want to comment on it.
Did he eat it, too, or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, my phone's over there. I have a video of it. Adam was in that class, too.
Oh, this was, like, a class that, like,
at UCF. Yeah.
Local legend.
That is hilarious. So he cooked his own chicken to put in a sandwich.
Dude, it took him forever. Like, who's doing the most to make this sandwich?
If you can do anything,
who's probably planning that
to the best of your ability? Why would he be planning that forever? That's like I wake up one morning, I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go into class, make a gourmet sandwich.
I'm pretty sure he like stopped halfway through too and was like. It was like, I don't have any mayo. And like he typed that in the chat. And then everyone's like, well, you got to go get some. He's like, all right, BRB. And he just left. So, like, it's just this open sandwich.
Professor definitely didn't notice.
I don't know. I think he noticed, but they didn't know how to work Zoom. So, like, they just kind of
let it happen.
If he comments on it, you know, then it's like, that's when it becomes an issue.
True.
Too bad this wasn't like in person in a class. He's just making it in class.
Oh, they probably kick you out for that.
I don't know.
They've done worse. The freaking Nelk boys like doing shots and smoking weed.
He just brings like a little flat iron, like a little block stone. Make some smash burgers.
The fire alarm goes off.
I had some pretty good smash burgers today. It's called cow and cheese.
Cow and cheese?
Yeah, way too many irons though.
Jeez. Where do you find these places?
Around. Yeah, I'm like a little knowledge source of boutique restaurants.
We need a website just for you. Every time you post something, it goes to your website so everyone can go there. Every time I hang out, you always tell me a new place that's opening up, but I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm around, man. They were pretty good. They're just
Mark's like the Keith Lee of Lake Mary.
It was probably like a whole half onion in that thing. And like a big onion. Like, it's like a lot of onion,
well,
man.
That sounds great.
That's what they do. They put the onion on the griddle. Then they take the meat on top, and then they press it on the onion.
Dude, it was probably 50% onion, 50% meat. It's way too much
onion.
Sounds
delicious.
It does.
No. Yeah, you would think, right?
Add some mushrooms to that.
How much did it cost?
No, they have no mushrooms. Very small menu. The only menu is a double burger, a single burger, a triple burger, and they have this thing called a I forgot what it was called, but it's the one I ordered. It was a double burger with caramelized onions.
Sounds like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
$15 with the fries. The fries sucked, but burger was good. If I had to order a burger, I would order a lot of onions. I love onions. It was a lot of onions.
Damn. Did you just get a drink with it?
No, I didn't get a drink. I just got a water cup.
I was so pissed. I went to Dave's Hot Chicken.
Again?
Gross.
Yeah. I went there in person, though, and I was like, I got a meal, but it doesn't come with a drink.
Bro, Dave's Hot Chicken sucks. Shout out Drake, bro. I love you, but that ain't it.
Dave's Hot Chicken does suck.
It's okay.
So grainy.
I
think it's okay.
So you're going back a third time.
So, okay. Here's a real thing, right?
Too many times.
I want to hear your guys' opinion on this. Dave's Hot Chicken. What'd you get? A tender, right?
No. The thing is, I got a sandwich. Okay, that's right. Why I liked it.
Fine. But they have tenders on the menu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're not tenders.
No, they're not.
It's chicken breast.
Yeah.
Should that be considered false advertising? They're serving you something that's not a tender as a tender.
I guess, but like, isn't it technically better?
A chicken breast?
The red meat on chicken's a little more juicy.
What?
Like the red meat on chicken?
The red meat?
The dark meat.
The dark meat? A little more juicy.
Red chicken meat. Which is what, a tender?
No, a tender isn't considered dark meat.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
No, it's not.
How is it? What?
A tender isn't considered dark meat.
Look it up.
You look it up.
Is a tender considered dark meat? What's the difference between white and dark meat, breast? Okay, white meat cuts are the breast.
Oh, you're right.
Breast tenders and wings. Okay, yeah. See. Okay. Anyway, a tender is the most tender part of the chicken.
Really?
Hence the name.
No, seriously.
I had no idea.
But it's also the smallest part.
Yeah.
Like of the meat.
Like a filet.
Yeah. So, should they be allowed to call a whole chicken breast a tender?
That's a good question.
I guess not.
Because if I would have known that it wasn't a tender at Dave's, I would have never got it.
Wow.
See, that's why I think the sandwiches are good, because it makes sense. It's a
flattened patty of chicken.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're ordering tenders, you're expecting, you know, tenders. I would agree. I would agree with that. Because what you got, they're like, oh, put cheese on it. Bro, they literally put a slice of Kraft's American cheese on it. Slightly melted.
I got one slice of white bread, a whole chicken breast on top of that white bread, and then, a slice of half-melted cheese on top.
Not even half-melted. I'd say it was like...
It was like they put it on there, and then the residual heat melted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It just like kind of stuck to the tender. When you say get cheese, I'm thinking like queso.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's totally what I thought. I thought I was going to get like a side of queso or something.
It's like a slice of American cheese in it.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this?
Their sauce is good, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah. What's crazy, though, is I got the medium, and then the next time I got the hot, there's a huge difference in between.
Really?
Like, it goes mild, medium, and then like three steps up is hot.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no like...
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, I got the medium, I'm like, oh, this is... Not bad at all. Like, I can go up.
Is this our first food review?
Yeah.
We should have brought it on the set.
We should have.
I would have just roasted it.
But yeah, I was kind of like confused why the hot was like 10 times hotter than the medium. It should be like,
Yeah. We have no smash burgers in Lake Mary.
Excuse me?
I mean, we have Grafton.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're not like a smash burger.
Steak and Shake? Yeah, but have you had their smash burger?
Yeah, it's good.
It's fire.
Steak and Shake.
Oh, dude, who eats a Steak and Shake anymore?
Bro, I literally had a Steak and Shake.
Whoa. You eat a Steak and Shake? Every time I go there, it's so gross.
I get those random cravings.
Yeah.
I go there, it's so gross. But
then I feel like crap after.
Like the restaurant or the food?
The restaurant.
It's not gross.
Last time I went in the drive-thru, shit was disgusting when I was looking through that window.
But you still ate it anyways, right?
And then you have the other place that got shut down for rats, so it's like, I ain't going there.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. They're open.
I was going to say BurgerFi. Yeah. Why not?
They're open.
They got shut down for
3 days.
Pretty embarrassing. I have a story from France.
Let's hear it.
Speaking about the whole rat problem, I was in a restaurant.
Have, like, the black plague going on over there.
I was in a restaurant. I swear to God, Bree and I were in a restaurant, sitting like this.
You have to eat. Yeah.
I see something move. I look over. It's a mouse, just like chilling, walking around the restaurant.
So not a rat though.
Did you
not
feed a rat? Him? But I'm like, oh, there's a mouse there. You know, that's kind of whatever. So
it was someone's pet, wasn't it?
It was. Anyway,
it was food.
So the waiter comes over. I'm like, hey. Just letting you know, like, there's a rat over there, or there's a mouse over there.
Did he say, oh, you mean Albert?
He goes, it's...
it's Ratatouille. Remy.
Remy goes, Ratatouille.
So he goes, was it a rat or a mouse? I'm like, it was a mouse. He's like, oh, okay, thank God. He's like, if it was a rat, that would have been a problem. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, mice, like, here, like, you know, you see them all over. And rats, too, but, like, you know, if you get a rat, you got to kind of do something about it. And I'm like, yeah, in Florida, like, if you see a rat or a mouse... outside the building, like, you're screwed. Yeah.
So it's before or after you got your food?
After.
What? How did you feel afterwards?
Bro, you're in France. Who do you think is cooking the food? Like, you got Remy Ratatouille and all the kitchens in the back.
I saw him, dude. I got his autograph and everything.
Nice.
I'm telling you, bro. That's how it is. There's a reason Disney made a whole movie about it, because the city's infested.
Yeah. I saw my first New York rat this year. And those bitches are fucking massive.
City rats are no joke.
They're massive, dude. I saw it run under, like, this kiosk thing. I was like, oh, dude, it's gross.
It's like the size of a squirrel, maybe bigger.
Bigger. It was bigger than a squirrel. And it fit in this tiny little space, dude. Like it must have been like this, like, the gap was like this big, and it squeezed down in there.
Bro, they really got to kick everyone out of the city for, like, a month and just gas the whole thing.
For real, dude. They're disgusting.
It wouldn't even be a month.
You
might want to reword that, though.
Doesn't the health department, like, allow, like, one rat? If they see one rat, it's like...
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. People used to keep cats in their basement because the health inspector doesn't go in your basement, I guess, or they used to not.
Did you have this?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so they would keep cats in there to scare away the rats.
Did you want me to have some more?
Have whatever you want, bro. More for me. I was just curious, did you open that?
It's already open. So.
Yeah, cats are good pets, man.
I noticed you had some more after you and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's one of those. Yeah. It's evaporating.
That's
yo,
what it is.
Yo, is that the 25-ounce Yeti cup right there?
Yeah.
Or is that the 30-ounce one?
25 with the handle built in.
Yeah,
two of them.
That's it, bro. I just got one. It's a good size.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about that.
I don't.
You're not at that point of whiteness yet.
I'm not.
Just wait till you get married.
Yetis everywhere. Frick.
Oh, your cubs.
I even have the gallon
she
one.
Has Yetis.
It's Yetis and mason jars.
See, mason jars, we've well past that.
I know. And you start with one, you end up with the other. So you start with mason jars. As soon as you're done with that, it's going to go to Yetis.
She already has Yetis, so it's like...
I will say, I do like when I go to someone's house and they give me a water and it's in a Yeti cup. I'm like, oh, cool.
A Yeti cup?
Yeah, you know, dude, my friend's parents, all they have is Yeti cups. Yeah. So you go to their house and you ask for a drink, they give it to you in a Yeti cup. They have like 30 Yeti cups.
Do they put the top on it for you?
Nah. Oh, it depends.
Yeah.
They don't want you to spill it.
It's all Yetis.
If you're going outside, they put the top on it.
They have daughters. They have Hydro Flask too. We got both.
I have Hydro Flask.
Mm. Yeah, but Yeti is dishwasher safe and Hydro Flask is not.
Are they not? Really? What? I didn't know that. Look at that. Jared teaching us something new.
That's what sold him on the Yeti.
Well,
soon you're going to have a Yeti dog bowl.
That's true.
That would actually be pretty cool, actually.
They make them.
Yeah.
All right. I got a 10-ounce.
You're going to sports after this? And
I got a 10-ounce Yeti cup for my espressos and stuff in the morning.
Yeah.
Put a quad espresso in there, you know.
Add the coffee mug.
Yeah.
Add the coffee mug, but it's not Yeti.
The only thing I'm missing
I got the
is the cooler, coffee the cup. Yeti cooler. It's the only thing I'm missing.
I just got a Yeti bag cooler.
Now I'm missing two things.
I just got a camping backpack.
They're magnetic now. They don't got zippers anymore.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
That's a picnic bag. Backpack.
Same thing.
Shout out to Yeti if you want to sponsor us.
Honestly?
Yeti Cigar Guys Club?
Yo, I'm about to bring in all... You know what? That's going to be my thing now. Next year, I'm gonna bring in a Yeti every single time. I know Jared does already.
We should try to collab with Yeti and make a Yeti humidor.
Yo.
You gotta toss that thing around. Holds everything safe. Never changes temperature. Never changes humidity.
That'd be sick. A Yeti humidor? Oh, I'd buy the shit out of that.
Make it red. Cigar Guy's red. Base of red.
God, I love red. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Rats. Speaking of rats,
we have Alex here.
There's a rat amongst us.
But big year, big things to come.
Why is this year big year compared to the other years?
Honestly, this year was a rough year.
But there's 365 days in a year. So why, if anything, it's the same year.
Unless it's a leap year.
Yeah, then it's a small year. Wait, no, then it's a big year. Isn't this concerning?
All right. About that time?
About that time.
About that time for us to start the episode over for the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. All right, so what are we smoking with this new year?
Shout out to Padron for making the second best cigar in the world.
Only second to the Basis Cigar.
Absolutely fantastic. Definitely don't check out basiscigar.com, 1102cigars.com.
And we hope you enjoy this documentary.
We hope you enjoy this documentary of the Cigar Guys. Be sure to subscribe to the channel for more documentaries to come. We do these once a week. We also have social media all in the description, short clips for you to enjoy. But yeah, thank you guys for being very supportive this year, 2023. We look forward to having you for the next year and having many more to come. So until then, see you next time.
See you.
Make sure to comment Yeti down below for a sponsorship.
Yeti.
You have a charger though?
Oh, good. I just found one.
Alright, that's a word.
Holy shit.
That's a word.
You fuck.
Do we have an outlet?
It was perfect, Zach. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, because it was it's in my mic.
Well, move your mic then.
Wait, your phone has a mic. Why don't we just use the phone to record?
Is that better?
It's the same.
Do you think you brought that drone box? Is that gonna bring a cigar again?
Move this way a little bit, though.
What?
Oh.
There you go.
Do you think you brought that drone box? Because that did not bring a cigar again.
Again? I always bring a cigar.
There's no space on the side.
It's fine.
It doesn't matter. It gets cropped out.
Why do you guys always get the better camera?
We're trying to get...
Yeah, it's your phone,
man. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. My phone should be over there.
All right, next time.
No, same shit. Actually, if you want to, we can switch it on right now. We haven't started.
They look the same.
It's literally all 1080p anyway. 60 FPS.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You can use my phone. You want to put the base box up?
You want to open the base box up?
Come on.
All right.
One.
Can move it closer, actually. Hold on.
Want to do the same thing over there?
You like that banner?
Yeah, it looks good.
Remember, every 20-30 minutes, you need to tap the screen with your fingers.
Just put the basic thing up or no? Alright.
Put it down.
I put it down because it was, like, bending a little bit.
Alright, do you want to test record real fast?
Huh.
Give my voice prep.
Sure. It's already recording, so just... If you want to stop it and look at it.
I mean, I have to walk all the way around again?
Yes.
Fuck it. Just roll.
Gives us an excuse to do it again if it...
Before. Sports Bets Live on Hard Rock Bets.
Oh, my
Sports
God.
Sports Bets Live on Hard Rock Bets. DraftKings. All right, I think I'm all prepped. We lost $40 today on hard bets.
Oh! God.
We lost $40 today on hard rock bets.
Where is our intern right now?
I lost $100 today on option trading.
So I didn't realize, like...
Oh, jeez. It ripped.
Excuse me, what did you just say?
Mother.
What was that?
It ripped.
I heard three words, not two.
That's so annoying.
I'm thinking about going into voiceovers.
Well, we need to talk about this hair situation
today on Alex. How it's made.
You have gel in your hair.
I don't have gel in my hair.
This is like not. This is brand new.
Sucks.
I don't have gel in my hair
today.
How is it standing up like that?
It's called oil.
Oh, so you have to take a shower oils. Today?
No.
Why the hell is Mark's hair so low?
I did take a shower today.
Same height as your chair.
The same, yeah.
Oh.
So if there's a handle under the chair, that relieves the pressure and you can lift your chair up.
It's high. No, because my feet can fit under here. Yeah, I lost $100. I was up $100 on options trading and then.
Yeah.
And then I put more puts on Apple, and as soon as I did that, they fucking just announced that Apple is about to sell for right now because they killed it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So I got fucked.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, fucked.
Should have done your research.
I did. It happened right when I bought the fucking... Never mind. I don't want to talk
today
about it.
On How It's Made, the how Cigar to make Guys podcast.
Buy my options trading course. You will make money. Possibly lose money. Probably make money.
You'll make money. It just might have a negative in front of it.
You might become rich. Might.
Do it.
And it's not financial advice.
I'm going to start selling audio clips to podcasts.
I'm going to start doing opposite of what I want to do, and then I'll make money.
That's going to be like this.
I'll be like, I should do this, and then I'm just going to do the opposite.
All right. We should not have a business about cigars.
Look.
So if I smoke 5 cigars a day, I stop doing that. Are you saying I'll save money or make more money?
I mean, you definitely save money, I guess. What?
But then I wouldn't be networking as much to be out there and talking to more people.
Yes, listen.
Look, who do we network with? A bunch of fakers.
Listen.
Motivators. Nah, I'm just joking. All my peeps out there at Corona, you know we love you.
It wasn't even personal until you made it personal.
I know. I was so... Instead of joke advice, I thought he was going to give me actually real advice, and then just, well, he did the opposite.
Okay.
Now are we starting?
Sure. Oh, my right. God.
Oh, let me see the butane.
That's the longest intro ever. I could be wrong, but I think it's episode 51.
No. Wait, yes, episode 51.